And at 7:06 here this morning, we have partly cloudy skies and 32 degrees. Your current temperature, looking for sunny skies today with a high near 65 here in the Nishna Valley. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In the latest local news, a teenager who went missing from a Council Bluffs foster care facility has been located in Montana. According to the Creston News Advertiser, 14-year-old Dakota Cook and his sister Cheyenne were located by law enforcement in Anaconda, Montana on Friday. Dakota and his sister have been temporarily placed with Montana Department of Family Services. Dakota Cook was reported missing on Tuesday afternoon after his mother, Carolyn Cook of Prescott, failed to return him to Children's Square USA, a state placement organization in Council Bluffs. Law enforcement have been searching for Dakota since Tuesday and believed his mother and possibly her boyfriend Jim Stroman, also from Prescott, had him in the Union and Adams County area. Council Bluffs Sergeant Chad Myers said Carolyn Cook has been arrested by authorities in Montana on two outstanding warrants stemming from the incident. An investigation into fires at three separate locations in Shelby County has resulted in one person being arrested on arson charges. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports that 20-year-old Colin Bruce of Manila was arrested on Thursday afternoon on one count of first-degree arson and two counts of second-degree arson. Bruce was held in the Shelby County Jail on $100,000 bond. Officials say the investigation began on May 28th of 2013 when a structure in the 2200 block of M56 was intentionally burned. A second incident took place on March 8th of this year at Botna, where a structure was intentionally burned. And the third intentionally ignited incident happened on March the 11th in the 2300 block of 2200 Street. All three investigations were jointly investigated by the Shelby County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa State Fire Marshal's Division. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office released details on Friday about a traffic stop in the early morning hours of March 10th that led to a drug arrest of a Manning teen. A Shelby County deputy stopped a vehicle in the 1900 block of Linden Road for an equipment violation, and during the stop, the drug paraphernalia and methamphetamine were found inside the vehicle. The driver was a 17-year-old female juvenile from Manning. She was taken into custody and charged with delivery of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, which is a Class B felony. The juvenile was then transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs, where she is currently being held awaiting a detention hearing. Police say heavy fog caused a crash that killed a Des Moines man. The Iowa State Patrol says the collision occurred about 8:30 a.m. Friday morning at the intersection of Highway 330 and Highway 65 in Jasper County. Authorities say a semi-truck struck into a van driven by 62-year-old Robert David Evans, who died from injuries sustained in the crash. Police say Evans was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. They reported dense fog and zero visibility when the collision occurred. Authorities say the crash remains under investigation. A Storm Lake City official says a high school student is facing charges after he tried to hit another student and said he would come back to school with a gun to end an argument. Public Safety Director Mark Prosser says the 16-year-old was arrested at his home and charged with multiple felonies, including making terroristic threats and assault. Officials say the teenager was restrained after attempting to assault the other student on Thursday, but later broke free. He also is suspected of hitting a teacher with a chair. Officials were unsure if the suspect left the school afterward, and the high school and a neighboring community college were placed on a brief lockdown as a precautionary measure. Authorities say 10 to 50 gallons of an oil and water mixture spilled from a small towboat docked in Moline into the Mississippi River. Moline Fire Department Battalion Chief Todd Allen says firefighters responded Friday afternoon to a report of oil on the water's surface in an area where two excursion boats are docked. U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Brigadier General Michael Lewis says the leak came from a voided space in the towboat, and that the cause of the spill remains under investigation. Officials confirmed that the leak has stopped, and Lewis says initial water samples tested have not shown oil contamination. The Quad City Times reports the U.S. Coast Guard arrived about 4:30 p.m. to assist local emergency crews. Officials remained on scene Friday night to monitor the river. Officials say the University of Iowa College of Engineering has received a $3 million donation from two Wisconsin residents. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports the University of Iowa Foundation announced on Thursday the contribution by Bill and Marilyn Van Sant of Bayfield, Wisconsin. About $500,000 will be used to establish the R. William and Marilyn Van Sant Mechanical Engineering Scholarship. Around $1.5 million will be used to create the R. William and Marilyn Van Sant Chair in Mechanical and Industrial Engineering. An estimated $1 million will be used to establish the R. William and Marilyn Van Sant Engineering Innovation Fund. Bill Van Sant was born and raised in Iowa. He earned his bachelor's degree and master's degree, both in mechanical engineering, from the University of Iowa. And the Iowa Department of Transportation officials say they're getting a good response from electronic signs that use sometimes snarky messages to promote driving safety. Dakin Schultz, a traffic planner for the state DOT in Sioux City, says the signs have been grabbing the attention of drivers across the state, with messages including sassy wordplay and parodies of popular songs. Iowa DOT spokeswoman Tracy Bramble says the messages are part of a so-called Zero Fatalities program that the department launched in June. She says the messages change every week and relate to one of five driving categories: speeding and aggressive, impaired, distracted, drowsy, or seatbelts. The Sioux City Journal reports that there are 90 permanent electronic signs in Iowa. Now taking a look here at your funeral announcements this morning. Ray Yukin, age 88, of Cumberland, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Ray Yukin will be held today at 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Helen Rose Musich, age 93, of Harlan, died Monday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Musich will be held today at 11 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Barbara Bargo, age 64, of Dixon, Tennessee, died on Sunday at Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee. Funeral services for Barbara Bargo will be held on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Span Funeral Home in Dixon, Tennessee. Locally, graveside services for Barbara Bargo will be held on Tuesday at 1 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the local arrangements. Online condolences may be left. Barbara Bargo is survived by many relatives as well. Emmert Martin Anderson, age 92, of Denison, formerly of the Audubon and Milford areas, died Friday at the Eventide Lutheran Home in Denison. Funeral services for Emmert Anderson will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Harbor of Joy Lutheran Church in Milford. The Fennebecker Funeral Home in Denison has the arrangements. Deborah Ann Peterson, age 57, of Walnut, died Friday at her home. Celebration of Life services for Deborah Ann Peterson will be held Tuesday, 11 a.m. in the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Soren Peterson, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral Mass for Soren Peterson will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic has arrangements. Carla Ray Day, age 55, of Stewart, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Carla Ray Day will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at Penn Center Methodist Church of Rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Maynard Heinbusch, age 88, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Celebration of Life service for Maynard Heinbusch will be held on March 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.